Welcome to Eargas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Hope everybody's doing well today. Hope everybody is strong today. I hope everybody is encouraged today. Guess what, people? Today we're going to talk about something that is trending around the world. Now, it's not about one thing, place, person, or thing. It is about a way of life. I won't even say a culture. I'm going to say a way of life that some people are choosing. And guess what? Don't get it twisted about what I'm about to say, because we do live in America, and you're free to do whatever it is you choose to do, especially with the topic and subject that I'm about to tackle today. I was watching a Vlad TV interview with Boosie, you know, and they were talking about plastic surgery and BBLs and all kind of enhancing things that women do, right? So, just so we're clear, it was some statements made by, y'all know Boosie don't even play. He just gives it, have it come out of his mouth, right? But Boosie not the only one who feel this way. And even though we do look at women with this fake material in their body that they put in, a lot of us would rather not have it as our own. It's good to look at, but it's not good to have. You know, that makes sense. Some of it looks good, some of it doesn't. Myself, I like a real natural woman. The woman I'm dating, lipo and all this, and I'm against it. I said no. That's neither here nor there. Let's jump into this clip. It's not my clip. I don't own this clip. I don't own this interview. It's not a part of the Eargas collection. But I want you all to hear what Boosie and Vlad discuss in this clip. And I also want you to write me, email me, message me, and let me know how many brothers out here are liking this fake body, this surgery driven community, or if you want, I don't know what to call them, community, culture. I don't like to call it culture because it's not one type of people that's in this topic that we're talking about. It's many people, different colors, different sizes, different religions. I just want to listen to the clip and see, get your feedback, okay? So, can you put find that clip for me, brother? Please and thank you. All right. You got it. You got it. All right. Play it for me, brother. Let's check it out.
And then you have the worst case situation, like DC Young Fly's baby mother.
Yeah.
Jackie O, who at 33 dies. Dead.
Bro, I be so, any chick I ever talk to, bro, like, I tell them, bro, like, you go get, you know, not that I might not do it, but I tell them, you go get your body done, I ain't gonna fuck with you no more. I tell them that, anybody, I tell you, Well, one bitch got her titties done. I took her titties out.
Your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, yeah.
I took her titties out. Like, bro, like, it's not healthy, bro. Like, why take that chance of happening what happened to my boy, girl, bro? Like, I heard it for DC, bro. Like, and I shed a tear for DC, bro, because I wouldn't, if I lost my baby mama, who got my three kids, bro, I wouldn't know.
Imagine that conversation.
I wouldn't know.
Imagine having that conversation with your kids and saying, mom's not coming back. And then later on, them finding out why she's not coming back.
I cried, bro. I said a prayer for DC, bro. Like, I wouldn't know that pain, bro. I wouldn't know what to tell my kid. I wouldn't know, bro. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do. I lost Nita, bro. You know, especially the good mamas, bro. Like,
yeah.
Jackie O, you know, for me looking on the outside in, was a great mom.
Yeah, seemed like a great mom. Yeah, no, I feel you.
So, that shit hurt me, bro.
I feel you, man. It's, you know, and the mommy makeover, the BBL, whatever, that's the most dangerous surgery you could have. I think like 1 in 300 people a year die from it. Like, it's a common occurrence. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're really gambling. But, you know, Tony Yeo in our last interview said, hey, you know, he knows women who got their body done and their whole lives changed. And it's true. It's true. You're right, a regular looking, no body ass female.
Right.
And suddenly you got a huge ass, big titties, flat stomach. Dude's gonna look.
Right.
We gonna look. Right. You gonna tell me you're not gonna look? You gonna look. Right. May not be you're still gonna look. You gonna get Boosie's attention.
Right.
Which a week ago you wouldn't have gotten Boosie's attention.
Right.
And that might turn into something. And a lot of these girls who get their body done, they don't want to fuck that regular dude no more.
Right. They move on up.
They move on up. So, and then.
But I love a natural woman.
Everyone loves a natural
woman. I love a, you know, probably because I'm a little older, so I love a natural woman. I love to put a titty in my mouth that I can, you know, make the titty go around. You know, it's not going to stay there. You know, I love to grip her ass where I can feel her, damn near feel her spine. No, Vlad, I'm telling you the truth.
You grip her all the way to the spine,
yeah,
huh? All the way to the bone.
You know, I love stretch marks, them little stretch marks on the hips and shit like that. Those
tiger booty. Oh my God.
Little tiger stripes, bro. Yeah. I love, cause you know, I come up at a time when it was Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
That's what I fell in love with first.
Right.
Before, you know, as a teenager, you know, Madonna, when she was, you know, like those women, that was everything to me, you know, because I never knew of plastic surgery, bro. It never attracted me because it didn't attract me at first.
Right, but here's the reality, right? And whether women want to admit this or not, you're not going to go to the gym and get a fat ass. It's genetic.
Right.
Your ass could firm up a little bit, but you're not going to go from a flat ass to a big bubble ass.
Right.
I don't care if
your ass will firm up a little bit, and it might get harder.
It might get smaller.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a flat ass and turn into Nicki Minaj, even if you do 1,000 squats a day.
That's why you got to get you a man who loves you for you.
Exactly. So if you get a man who loves you for you, you're going to want an ass,
you're going to want an elbow, you're going to want every motherfucker.
Exactly.
You get a man who loves you for you, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
All right. I agree. Some to each his own now. Some people, and I don't knock people who get these enhancements, but for me, I like my woman natural. I hate the thought of a woman that I'm dealing with having a surgery to enhance herself. A surgery should be, I'm just saying, my opinion should be for to make you healthier. Yes. You know, a weight loss surgery or something like that. It's cool. But I like to feel a natural woman. I like to feel the softness of a woman. I like to feel a soft ass. I like to feel real breast. I like to feel real lips. You know, Boosie's made a joke saying they gonna want a fake elbow next. Hey, who knows? The Instagram and TV and these girls in the music videos are making, well, I'm not gonna say making, because they can't make you do anything. They are making it seem like you need to have this to get what I got. Now, the truth is, a lot of these women don't have what you think they have. The same thing with these rappers, you know. I tell my son, they're grown. Hey, listen, man, you're looking at these videos and you thinking they got all this money, and they don't. It's an illusion. You know, I've watched plenty of people go back and get these things taken out because it has affected their health. And hopefully one day I can get an expert on this show and we can revisit this topic, because it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Also, if I fell in love with you the way you are and then you change and become this different person, I'm not loving the same person. It's just something different. You can gain weight with me. I don't mind. You can get smaller with me. I don't mind. Also, they made another point. You know, a lot of women get these surgeries and lose their mind. You're no longer the man I'm speaking on. No longer their cup of tea. They have all this attention. And they change. It changes their personality. It changes their character. You know? You can't, it's hard, I'm not going to say you can't, it's hard to stay the same when you have 3,000 people looking at you in a month. You know, I was watching something on Instagram the other day that said, one woman maybe have 10 men looking at her in a day. Maybe 300 look at her in a week. He did the math up the ladder. He did the math. He kept adding on the weeks, the days, the months, and came out with a number and said, listen, if 3,000 men are looking at you a year and trying to talk to you, you're bound to like one of them, right? Now, if you are in a relationship and you have a man or you have a significant other, how do you think that's going to make them feel? And then the guy went even so far to say, you mean to tell me out of 3,000 people it's not going to be one that gets her attention? Yes, it will be. I know it to be true, because so many of these women, I'm not talking about all women now. It is some real women out here that stand on what they stand on. But it's a lot of women that have never got the attention that they get or they garner after these surgeries, and it puts a strain on the relationship. Now they want to dress half naked. Now they want to show this body off. First of all, in my opinion, it's a free country. Do what you want to do. But if I'm with you and I'm representing you and you're representing me, your body, for the most part, should be for me to see, me to enjoy. You know, it's not for everybody to see and lust over. It's okay to have curves. It's okay to be thick. It's okay to look good. It's okay to get attention. But when you enhance yourself for attention and you become somebody else, that's a problem. I know some of you all aren't going to agree with me, but that's okay. But I'm only speaking on my opinion. I'm not speaking on a fact. And I also know and I'm not ignorant enough to make the comment of all women. It's not all women. A lot of women. A lot of women, you know, they fall. Just like men. When men are broke and they get some money and get some status, you know, get a title, they become somebody else. It's human nature. But it's only so much that a man can do to himself. He's going to go to the gym. He's going to work out. He's going to eat less. He's going to, you know, do different things to make his appearance or his self more attractive than have surgeries. Now, I've heard of men having surgeries as well, dangerous, especially when you're getting these ab implants and, you know, things like that. I've heard of it. I've seen videos of it. But I will say this. These women, it's almost like they're dying for attention. And I mean that literally. This is not figuratively. This is literally. They're actually dying for attention. You know, what happens, I had an episode I did, and it said, what else? And in the episode, I was talking about when the beauty starts to fade, when your breasts start to sag, when your butt is no longer thick, it's fat, when your body shape is defeated by Father Time. What else? I asked that question today as well, because it's still a valid and relevant question. When that happens, what else? What else is there? What else is there to fall back on? Are you smart? Are you loyal? Are you faithful? So I'm quiet because I'm giving you a second to think about it. Are you loyal? Are you faithful? Are you still the same woman? And then you put yourself at risk. You put your family at risk because you could die having these surgeries. You can die any day, any kind of way, but knowing what you're going into and still willing to risk your life, as they said in this interview that we just listened to, for a better life, is ridiculous. It's not risking your house or risking your car or risking some money. You're risking your life. That's it. That's it, folks. We don't know if we get another life. We don't know where we go when we die. All we know is that you're gone. You can get another car, get another house, you can get some more money, you can get another woman, you can get another boyfriend, but you cannot guarantee me that you get another shot at life. Surgery is detrimental to a lot of relationships because, like I said, the character changes. You get more attention. Listen, man, I want beautiful women. I have one. I have one. And when she go to talking that surgery shit, I shut it down quick. Now, I can't control what somebody else does. I can't. But I let you know, I don't like it. I don't want it. There's no need for it. You love me. I'm telling you, you're enough for me. You're still beautiful to me. I'm still very much attracted to you. Why? Oh, it's for me. Let me be clear. I'm not talking about my relationship now, okay? I'm talking about in general. It's for me. It's for me. I want to do it. Yes, you want to do it. But what happened when you do it and you no longer here and I have to live with that? You didn't die from old age. You didn't die from a uncontrollable sickness, an incurable sickness. You died because you chose to go under the knife and sacrifice it all for what? For what? So you can get a little more attention, or maybe a lot more attention. I'm all the attention you need. I pay you attention. And I know it's a lot of men like me. We pay you attention. Our attention must not be enough. Or you're going to do it because it's going to help you feel better. You can go to the gym. There are things you can do to make yourself feel better about yourself. If you were blessed with no booty, no butt, no ass, God just didn't bless you with that, honey. It's somebody out there who loves it, who loves you. You know, no breasts. Somebody who loves you still. And I have a problem, and it's concerning my problem with the problem I'm speaking of, that the industry, of course, they're going to promote it and sell it. They want you to come spend your money, $40,000, $50,000. You spending this on your body, and we can open 4 or 5 businesses. We can buy a house. We can do so much with the money that we're going to spend on something that's going to fail you in the end anyway. These are not facts. These are my opinions. I want an expert on the show. I would like to talk with an expert in surgery. Also a psychologist, because there has to be something going on in a lot of these women's minds that are making them want to have these surgeries, outside of the Instagram models, outside of the music videos, outside of the porn stars. It's something going on in your mind that is making you bend towards having these surgeries. Your kids love you. Your man loves you. And that's not enough. For some people, it's not enough. Listen, I would rather have nothing. When I say nothing, I'm not speaking nothing like I don't want anything in life. I'm speaking I don't need hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't need attention. I don't need, if I have a woman who I love and I'm attracted to, and after all these years, I'm still attracted to, and I praise you, and I worship you, and I honor you. I don't need all of that, because obviously, I'm pretty happy with you the way you are. Now, the part some of you women aren't dealing with is what you need to deal with is the vagina. Some of your vaginas aren't good. Yeah, I said that. I said that. Some of your vaginas are trash. Go do a surgery on that. work on that. Because at the end of the day, that's what a man will need. That won't leave you. That won't leave you. That's your body part forever. Your breasts and your butt are too, but you have things you put inside of them that you no longer can call your own. Silicone, the butt injections. I had a crush on a lady from Miami one time, and she had these butt injections, and I'm so proud of her because I watched her journey, and she got them removed. And then she went and wrote a book, and she did all these TV shows telling young women, please, please, please don't do it. Come to find out, she already had a nice, big, thick rump roast back there. Yeah, she had one of her own. She just wanted it bigger for more attention. She got the attention, by the way. But it almost cost her life. If I recall correctly, started to create health problems and complications for her. Started to rupture in her butt. Listen, man, you are enough. Ladies, you do not have to, and I'm not bashing you all who are pro-surgery, okay? Don't think that I'm coming down and I'm judging you. I'm not judging you. I just said it's a free country. Do what you want. I'm only speaking on what I like and what I know a lot of African-American men like. That I know, I'll say that. I can't speak for every African-American man. No, I have not spoken to every one of them. Some of them like it. But the gentlemen I grew up with and the gangsters I grew up with, they love real. Like he said, them stretch marks. And you don't have to have stretch marks. But if you have them, it's okay. I want to feel something real. J. Cole said it in a song. I just want to feel something real. I agree. I like to feel real. I want to feel your warmth. I don't want a hard titty in my mouth. I don't want to be making love to you and I feel it feel like rocks or stone back there. Hell no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no, no, no. I done had women that had fake bodies and they couldn't keep my attention. I didn't feel like I was doing the right thing. I didn't feel like I was doing the right thing. Now, I would smash them, but I wouldn't keep them. It's just like, okay, got my new toy. Let me play with it. Okay, I'm over this toy. Real women. And see, when women start getting that attention, they want to go out more. They want to be in people's face. They want to be seen. A lot of you. I'm not talking to all of you. I'm talking to a lot of you. I know some good women who have done these things and they didn't change, but it's very hard to find. You cannot have life-altering things happen to you and not change at all. That's a fool. That's not human nature. Nope. That's not human nature. When something changes, the situation changes, circumstances change. You know, you go from friends and men being your friend and you get all this done, now they want to smash and you getting all these looks and likes and attention and you're lacking, most of you, not all of you, the ones of you who stand strong and true to your character and true to your man before you had the surgery, you're the same way after the surgery, I salute you. I am not talking to you. Just turn this show off. It's not for you. It is not for you at all. It's broken up marriages. You got some people who will do it. They don't care about you, really. I know a lot of rich men and drug dealers will do it to make you happy, to leave them alone. I am not cut from that cloth. I don't want to leave you alone. I want to bother you. I want to aggravate you. I want to love you. I want to be up under you. He is looking for something he can flaunt out as a trophy. I want the trophy. You are my trophy. My trophy, not the world's trophy. They don't need to see you. Not like that. You went from a bathing suit to a two-piece. From a two-piece, you go to a little skinnier two-piece. You go from that two-piece to a G-string two-piece. You go from that to showing every goddamn thing. Again, let's not get it twisted. I'm not talking about my relationship. Let's make that clear. I'm talking about what I see, what I've been around, and the testimonies from people around the world. You just heard from Boosie. He's a rich, he's a multimillionaire. He's been a celebrity for many years. Black, multimillion. You're talking to men with money that appreciate naturalism. I'm not sure if that's a word, but I just made it up. They appreciate naturalism. Then I gotta rehab you. Then I gotta do all these things that come with it. And then just to have me take that same $20,000 or $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 where you pay for the surgery to do it again in a few years when it starts to sag again. It's a reoccurring cycle. And I have better things to do with my money than pay for a reoccurring surgery that you didn't need in the first place. Ladies, do not attack me. Do not kill me. I'm telling you what I like. I'm not telling you what your man like. I'm not telling you what you like. I'm not telling you what's in your mind. I'm not telling you how to think. I'm not telling you how to do anything. We live in America, the U.S. of A, freedom of speech. You're free to do what you want to do with your body. For the most part, they're trying to change that. So you better be careful. If you're going to get it now. They might tell you no more plastic surgery. They said no more abortions, no more plastic surgery. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. That's crazy. I can't tell anybody what to do with their body the same way they're not going to tell me what to do with mine. I just highly suggest you think about it. I have another friend that I'm close with. You know, she hit my old lady up asking about surgery because my girl is in the medical field and she does all of these cares and upkeeps after these post-op, that's what it is, post-op surgeries, and she heals you up, gives you instructions, gives you guidance. And I told her, no, don't do it. I can't give you her name. That's a friend of mine. I would never put her out there like that. And, oh, I just don't want people to do it. It's not my choice. But I always tell my friends that want to have it done, it's a better way, I think, I feel. But I'm not them. And I roll with them when they get it, but I tell them no all the way to the door. I tell them no all the way to the door. Ugh. And it's a shame that we don't have more brothers telling these women, you don't have to do that, sister. We love you. We like you. We appreciate you. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age. I'm not that old, by the way. Maybe it's I'm becoming more conscious and careful with the people that I love. Actually, I am, to be honest with you. My 19, 20-year-old self, I don't think I would have gave a damn. If you had it or not. Hell, I don't give a damn now. I don't give a damn now. But I probably wouldn't last with you. I probably wouldn't stay with you if you had all this fake this and fake that and lipo this and lipo that. I probably wouldn't stay with you. I want to feel something real. I want to feel something real, y'all. Lips fake, breasts fake, ass fake, lashes fake, nails fake, toenails fake. You gonna end up fake. You gonna end up with the fake. Some of you. Not all of you. Some of y'all. You know what? I take that back. You gonna end up with just who you're supposed to end up with. Somebody who appreciate fate. Hell, some of you even having fake sex. You use your toys. You play with your toys. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. That's another topic for another episode. Everything fake. Toys give you a fake feeling. Motherfucking toy can't hug you. Can't kiss on you. Make you feel a feeling now. It can make you feel a fake feeling. A good feeling. A good fake feeling. It's not good to have all of this fake in your life. Surgeries. Oh, one thing leads to another. That's what I'm getting at. One thing leads to another, and another thing leads to another, and before you know it, you're old, looking bad, that's right, looking bad, feeling bad, and you have a bunch of regrets. That's the rain, y'all. We are in the studio, but I know you can hear it raining. That is rain. It's not fake rain, it's real rain. It's real rain. Do you hear me? See, a lot of men, I'm gonna tell you this, a lot of men from the South, we want the real thing. We want the real deal. We want when we in that thing for that thing to move. We like to grab. We like to feel something soft. We like to feel something warm. We don't want that stiff shit. We want to feel it move. We want to feel it up against our bodies. You know, we want that. A lot of men from the South. Falling in love with these strippers is okay for some of you. Not for me. I don't want to be with anybody but who I'm presently with or dealing with. And it's real. I want it real. You want us to be real. You need to be real. We're going to take a break. I'll be right back. Ear gas. Welcome back to It Gas. We're back. Listen, I was sitting here on break and I was thinking, it's so funny how we will look and like and lust over fake bodies, but a lot of us don't want them for ourselves. We don't want them personally. It's good to look at. You know, it's very eye-catching. But I want to be real. I'm trying to be real. I strive to be real. I want real. It's not a knock against anybody who has these surgeries and desires these surgeries, but I'm a real man and I want a real woman. I believe that was God's plan and design. He gave it to you, didn't he? I mean, be real. Let's be real. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. He gave you what he wanted you to have. Nothing wrong with fixing your teeth. I just fixed mine. Nothing wrong with working on yourself and improving yourself. When you start to put all these foreign objects, that's what they are, foreign objects, because they are not God-given and they didn't come from your mama and your papa. These are enhancements and they are called foreign objects. The reason they are called foreign is because your body does not know this thing that is now being inserted into your body. It's a foreign object. A lot of you women are walking around with foreign objects. Again, I have friends who look amazing that I never desire to be with. Some of them just for that reason. I don't want it. I want real. I want real. Real. I want real, man. Nothing's wrong with real. It's somebody that loves your real body. You getting these surgeries, some of you, to make yourself feel better about yourself. And this is why I said I want a psychologist to come on and talk about this issue and these matters and these topics and subjects, because it has to be something more than foreign objects being placed in your body that can make you feel more confident or secure about yourself. And I'm gonna be honest with you as well. A lot of you women taking a shortcut. You don't want to work for it, you want it given to you, which is why a lot of women have to revisit surgery, because they never worked for it in the first place. They go under the knife and it's easy, it's given to them. Not knowing that even, and I was made aware of this by my angel, my beautiful, even when you have surgery, you still have to work. A lot of people don't think that, or they don't think that until it's too late. Even with surgeries, you have to work. Now, if you weren't willing to do the work the first two surgeries, what make you think you're going to be willing to do the work on the third or fourth? You're looking at these Kardashians, you're looking at these Instagram models, and the idea of you getting this attention or having this new body and life consumes your brain. That's right. It consumes your thoughts. Breast reductions, I can understand. I had a couple women with big breasts, and I told them, and maybe I was inconsiderate or rude, or I said, that's your cross to bear. Don't take them away from me. You're getting these surgeries to make yourself feel comfortable, but you're never thinking about your husband or your boyfriend or your significant other now having to feel uncomfortable. You know, he already had to deal with a couple men looking at you, and maybe a lot of men looking at you if you're beautiful enough. Now he got to deal with the world looking at you and you offering it to him to look at because you want to show off the new body you got. Yeah, that's true. While you're becoming comfortable, you're making the person who loves you and has dedicated themselves to you uncomfortable. Now he has to, and when I say uncomfortable, I don't mean not secure in who they are. I mean, you walk in a room, you half naked because you're showing off your new body, and now 20 men looking at you. And a lot of emotions can come through a man's mind. Anger, jealousy, protection. See me, I'm a protector. You can look at my woman, you know. But like Big Sykes say, you can admire, but don't look too long. Because then that becomes disrespect. And it's even more of a disrespectful issue when you're making it easy for him to see what you have under your clothes. And you never did this, a lot of you. I'm not speaking to all, I'm speaking to some of you, a lot of you. I said that 3-4 times, and I keep saying that, so I don't want you to feel like I'm bashing you or I'm bashing women who have surgery. No, I'm telling you again what I like, what I want. Okay? Telling you what I like and what I want. It's not about always what I want either. Let's just get that clear. I'm reminded of that often too. Yeah. But yeah, you put them in a uncomfortable. That's what I mean when I say uncomfortable state. You know, and it's the same way. If all these women are looking at your man and, you know, he got this body and handsome and got some money, you know, you're going to feel uncomfortable because why? Why are you looking at my man like that? What's going on? Thoughts come into your mind. We're human. You've been with them? Are you talking to them? Do you know them? You know, all kind of thoughts come into your mind. We are human. And I don't care what human says that it doesn't or has never happened. It's happened to all of us. But we can also speed up the process. We can also, you know, your man walking around, he get in shape, and now he never want to wear a shirt. Your girlfriend's coming over to the house, and you're going to tell that mate, go put a shirt on. They don't. My girlfriends don't need to see you like that. They don't need to be seeing your dick print and you in these little pants because you done got in shape. You wasn't doing that when you was 400 pounds, and now that you, you know, 210, 190, now you want to show everybody your stuff. You're gonna have a problem with that, and the men feel the same way. We got a problem with that. A lot of people don't. The men who don't have a problem with their woman getting these enhancements and then changing their character. Notice I keep saying changing their character. If you get the surgeries and you remain the same, you remain faithful and loyal to the person you are with, that's a different story. That's why I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you all. Okay? Nobody knows what you're thinking. Nobody knows what you're really doing it for. We can only assume. And if you start acting different, I'm going to assume my assumption was right. But you're definitely going to tell that man to go put on some clothes. And it's the same way and the same respect you should give and think about when you're having these surgeries. Now, if you know you're getting this surgery and you're trying to elevate your status and get you another man on a higher level, feel free to do so. Let that man know that so he can go ahead and move on. A lot of you women play these games. I'm telling you, a lot of you women play these games. And a lot of times, I'm not going to say you end up by yourself, because when you find and you look good, you can always have somebody, but it's not the person that is right for you. It's not the person who rolled it out with you when you were a stick figure or you were 500 pounds. Don't get the surgeries and change up. Shit, get the surgeries and treat them better, even better. I know a lot of you probably treat your man good. A lot of you don't. But if you're going to get the surgery, man, my thing is, let it be for him. It's for you too, but it's not for the world. Some of y'all make y'all money that way. That's cool. Go get you a man in that industry. Go get you a man in that field. Go get you a man who, you know, don't mind other men having it and looking at and gawking at and staring at and lusting over what is his. Okay? Do that. How about that? Do that. As for me and my personal preference, I want something real. See, you can find a woman with the same body, a real body, as you can find with a fake body. That's right. Especially in the African American community, stickness everywhere. And I've been looking lately, other cultures, other races, they want to be like you so bad that they're now doing these surgeries and Botox and injections and all this kind of foolishness, rhetoric. Look that word up if you don't understand what that is, okay? I am going to leave you, but not leave you, with this. You don't have to have surgeries to find love and attention, because that is fake. You put out fake body, you get fake energy back most of the time. Because they in love with your body, they in love with your breast, your butt, whatever it is you got added or enhanced, whatever foreign object you chose to put into yourself. They're infatuated with that. They're not infatuated with you. That's why a lot of these people are flaunt you, and you wonder why he left you. Because the other woman was real. You can't be fake and attract real and keep it. You can attract it. You can get it, but you can't keep it. Remember that. We will revisit this topic because it's a topic that I need to have with some educated people in the surgery field, in that realm, and that is comfortable with speaking about it. Like I said, I want to maybe a doctor, post-op care person, and a psychologist. I need the psychologist. The psychologist can tell you many things or help you understand many things about the traumas and the insecurities that you have, and these feelings that you have gathered and collected to want to make these decisions about surgeries all the time. Surgery is not the answer to everything. Okay? Until next time, we're going to do another show on this now. These are just my thoughts. Next time, it's not just going to be my thoughts. It's going to be an educational episode. Okay? Because it's things I'm not educated on as well. I'm just giving you my opinion and my preference. Me, Jamori Kennard. Until next time, Be good. Be safe. Be blessed. And spread love. Ear gas.